Island of the Blue Dolphins, Chapter 12. Many years before, two whales had washed up on the sand spit. Most of the bones had been taken away to make ornaments, but the ribs were still there, half buried in the sand. These I used in making a fence. One by one, I dug them up and carried them to the headland. They were long and curved, and when I scooped out holes and set them in the earth, they stood taller than I did. I put the ribs together with their edges almost touching and standing so that they were curved outward, which made them impossible. Between them, I wove many strands of bull kelp, which shrink as it dry and pull very tight. I would have used seal sinew to bind the ribs together, for that was stronger than kelp, but wild animals like it, and soon they would have gnawed the fence down. Much time went into its building. It would have taken me much longer, except the rocks made one end of the fence and part of the side. For a place to go in and out, I dug a hole under the fence just wide and deep enough to crawl through. The bottom and the sides I lined with stones. On the outside, I covered the hole with a mat woven of brush to shed the rain, and on the inside was a flat rock which was strong enough to move. I was able to take 8 steps between the sides of the fence, which gave me all the room I would need to store the things I gathered and wished to protect. I built the fence because it was too cold to sleep on the rock, and I did not like to sleep in the shelter I had made until I was safe from the wild dogs. The house took longer to build than the fence because it rained many days and because the wood which I needed was scarce. There was a legend among our people that the island had once been covered with tall trees. That was a long time ago, at the beginning of the world, when Tamayoet and Mukot ruled. The two gods quarreled about many things. Tamayoet wished people to die, and Mukot did not. Tamayoet angrily went down to another world under this world, taking his belongings with him. So people died. So people die because he did. In that time, there were tall trees, but now they were only a few in the ravines, and these were small and crooked. It was very hard to find one that would make a good pole. I searched many days, going out early in the morning and coming back at night, before I found enough for my house. I used the rock for the back of the house, and the front I left open since the wind did not blow from this direction. The poles I made of equal length, using fire to cut them, as well as the stone knife, which caused me much difficulty, because I had never made such a tool before. There were 4 poles on each side set in the earth, and twice that many for the roof. These I bound together with sinew and covered with female kelp, which has broad leaves. The winter was half over before I finished the house, but I slept there every night and felt secure because of the strong fence. The foxes came when I was cooking my food and stood outside gazing through the cracks, and the wild dogs also came, gnawing at the whale bones, growling because they could not get in. I shot 2 of them, but not the leader. While I was building the fence and the house, I ate shellfish and perch, which I cooked on a flat rock. Afterwards, I made 2 utensils. Along the shore, there were stones, and the sea had worn smooth. Most of them were round, but I found 2 with hollow points or hollow places in the center, which I deepened and broadened by rubbing them with sand. Using these to cook, save the juices of the fish, which are good and were wasted before. For cooking seeds and roots, I wove a tight basket of fine reeds, which was easy because I had learned how to do it from my sister Ulape. After the basket had dried in the sun, I gathered lumps of pitch on the shore, softened them over a fire, and rubbed them in the inside of the basket so it would hold water. By heating small stones and dropping them into a mixture of water and seeds in the basket, I could make gruel. I made a place for the fire in the floor of my house, hollowing it out and lining it with rocks. In the village of Galasset, we made new fires every night, but now I made 1 fire which I covered with ash when I went to bed. The next night, I would remove the ashes, blow on the embers, and in this way, I saved myself much work. There were many gray mice on the island, and now that I had food to keep from one meal to another, I needed a safe place to put it. On the face of the rock, which was the back wall of my house, there were several cracks as high as my shoulder. These were cut out and smoothed to make shelves where I could store my food, and the mice could not reach it. By the time the winter was over, the grass began to show green on the hills. My house was comfortable, and I was sheltered from the wind and the rain and the prowling animals. I could cook anything I wished to eat, and everything I wanted was there at hand. It was now time to make plans of getting rid of the wild dogs which had killed my brother and would kill me should they ever come upon me unarmed. I needed another and heavier spear, also a large bow and sharper arrows. To collect the material for these weapons, I searched the whole island, taking many suns to do it. This left only nights to work on them, since I could not see well by the dim fire I used for cooking. I made lamps of dried bodies of little fish, which we call seisei. The seisei is the color of silver and not much bigger than a finger. On nights when the moon shines full, these little fish come swimming out of the sea in schools so thick that you could almost walk on them. They come with the waves and twist and turn on the sand as if they are dancing. I caught many basketfuls of seisei and put them out in the sun, hung them by their tails from poles on the roof. They made much odor, but burned with a very clear light. I made a bow and arrow first, was pleased when I tried them that I could shoot farther and much straighter than I had before. The spear I left to last, and I wondered as I smoothed the sharp shaped and the long handle and fitted a stone collar around the end, both to give the spear weight and to hold the spear point. If I could make this point the way the men of our tribe did from the tooth of a sea elephant. Many nights I thought about it, wondering how I could possibly kill one of those great beasts. I could not use a net of kelp because that needed the strength of several men, nor could I remember that the bull elephant had ever been killed with an arrow or a spear. Only after had they been caught in the net were they killed, and then with a club. We killed many cows for their oil using spears, but the teeth were not that large. How I would do this, I did not know. Yet the more I thought about it, the greater was my determination to try. For there was nothing to be found on the island, and that made such a good spear point as the tusk-like teeth of the bull sea elephant.